You're about to experience the Play Myself Show, where we dig deep into history, trends, and culture. Now, here's your host, Miles.
They can't hear you.
Ask them.
They can't.
Wait, hold on. Wait, they can hear us now. Yeah, they can hear us now.
Oh. But we can't hear anything.
All right, cool. No, they can hear us.
They can hear us.
Yeah, they can hear us now.
Ha! No, okay. You're right.
All right, so turn all the other audio and house off.
Audio off. I had it on.
All right.
No, you're right.
All right,
so turn all the other audio and
house
off.
All right.
No, you're right.
Go.
Let's go. Hold on, let me get my jack so I can see this shit. All
right, so Brooke, introduce the show, goddammit.
All right, so without further ado,
hold on.
Here we go.
Nah. All right, so I'm gonna get to the cameras and all that shit.
Okay.
I don't see what's going on.
I can see the.
So who's that?
Nobody.
It's not showing anything on that one.
It's showing Brooke right now?
It's just showing Brooke.
Damn.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
All right, go ahead. It's okay.
All right, so welcome to the Play Myself Show. My name is Mo. And my sidekick here, my the man on the sounds, that is Miles. Mm. Y'all can't see him right now. Right now, you can see Brookie Cookie, her first show, and we're 15 minutes late, but it's all good. It's all good. We were going through some technical difficulties. Once again, I do apologize. So. Brooke, what's going on? What's going through your mind right now? How you feel?
Well, like I said, I'm sitting here with you and Miles, so I must be feeling great.
Okay, that's fair enough.
You're about to experience the Play Myself Show, where we dig deep into history, trends, and culture. Now, here's your host, Miles.
All right, we're just gonna skip right over work because.
No, don't skip over work. Talk about that too.
It's a lot. It's been heavy at work, and it's just been very stressful. It's a lot of pressure from what we do, and to get everything perfect. And you know, I'm human. I'm not perfect, and I have that thing where I try to be. So.
Okay.
This week is kicking me.
Right.
So I took 2 days off this week, mental health. So.
Okay. All right. So what do you do for work?
Work for New York State Health.
All right. Do you like that job?
I do. I actually stand behind what the company stands for. You know, serving the people, helping the government serve the people, getting them what they need, taking care of their health care needs. Okay. So, yeah.
Well, listen, I'll let you know, I work for that company too, all right? And I'm going to talk heavy about it, all right? So I love the company. I love what the company does and everything. But, yo, working in customer service, that is crazy. It's crazy. Now, sometimes you get some people that are, you know, that are good, that you can deal with, that appreciate what you're doing. But then you have those other people who feel like everything should be handed to you all the time. And those are the people that it just drives me insane, because you try to help them out the best that you can, but it's really hard to when they're making your job hard. You know, do you agree with that, or?
Yeah, and it's unnecessary for someone when you're trying to help someone, and it's something simple that you can, you know, assist them with, and they're not wanting to even hear that you can assist them, and the vulgarity that some of these people use is just. That's why I had to take a couple of days off. Some of these people need soap and Jesus. They need to wash my clothes.
So the vulgarity, like what's the worst thing that somebody's ever said to you while you were working? Because now explain to some people what you actually like. What is your actual job? What do you do?
Well, there's a lot of different tasks, but what I'm talking about here is when we have to call the consumers, you know, to adjust their, sometimes there's issues with their health insurance, adjust the insurance or help them to enroll in certain insurances, give them more of a subsidy, help them terminate old insurance so that they can acquire the insurance through us. So it's when you're looking to resolve those things and you have to call them back to let them know that, hey, let's get you started. We resolve this. And they just want to scream at you for the last 2-3 calls that they've had when you're the one who's calling them with the resolution. So sometimes it can be, I can't say what was just said.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to repeat that, but let me tell you, they need their mouth washed out with soap and Jesus is all I can say. It was bad. I actually ended up chugging my coffee right after that call.
Yeah.
Gets me through.
So I had a horrible call one time, right? And so I'm always gonna tell. Like, even if it's embarrassing, I'm always gonna tell. So, you know, I don't have the most masculine voice, right? So I'm on the phone with somebody and I'm trying to help them out the best that I could. And this woman called me all sorts of gays and faggots and so, yeah. And I'm like, damn. And that shit, like, for a second, it hurt. It hurt for a second. But then I'm like, you know what? No, that's not what I said. Sorry. I said, you know what, though? Hey, you know, she's just mad about her health insurance. You know, so at the end of the day, I usually try not to sweat it too much. I try to deal with everything in stride with the job, you know.
I mean, you get the good calls too, but
Grandma, you on?
He said they dropped in it. So let me go to I do want to go to the chat a little bit. I want to shout out some people here. We got my man Rec the Barber. Yo, Rec is a funny dude, bro. My man Scotty, my brother for life. Me and Scott used to play ball together, and we, you know, at some point I feel like we're gonna get back on the ball court. Rec says that he can play ball, but I don't know. He gotta make me a believer. He gotta make me a believer. We got Pierre. Fuck, I can't stand Pierre. Nah, I'm just kidding. Nah, Pierre, what's up, bro? We got my moms in the crowd. Hi, Mom. James Andrews. I grew up with James. You know, so we got a lot of people in the chat. It's live right now. We got Caitlin. We work with Caitlin as well. Say hey, what's up, Caitlin? Let me know if I missed you. Let me know if I missed you. But, all right, so let's get started. I do have a few questions that I do want to ask.
Coming in hasty.
Who, you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
Are you coming?
I'm coming in. I'm taking a producer role right now.
Yeah. I see you. So
I unplugged this last shit.
So
can you unplug this? My phone.
What's that?
Unplug this.
All right. One second, guys. One second. All
right. My phone. I'm not gonna bring in this other mic. My bad.
You said unplug.
Unplug the black one. There we go.
All right. Jeez. I swear. All right. All right. Whew. Jeez, I'm getting old. All right. So, I do have a question for Brookie.
I'm sure you do.
All right. So, so as you know, we talked about ego on the show a while back. Okay. Do you feel like you have an ego? And if so, what is it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Everybody
does. Because, yeah, everybody does. And I think your ego usually comes from the confidence when you're good at something. So you kind of have that little competitiveness, that ego. But also, on the opposite side, sometimes my insecurities can drive my ego. You know, I'm like, I feel insecure about something, so I like overhype myself up, and I give myself a false sense of ego so I can overcome that insecurity. So there's different types of egos, but yeah, I definitely got some.
What are they?
I'll tell you what, though. You and I both love to cook, and we're both great at it. I'm just naturally good at it. But I'll tell you, when it comes to the baking, can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Okay.
I can bake like nobody. Nobody.
So your ego comes in when it comes to baking.
Yeah. Oh, I am Brookie Cookie. I know my way around the pastries.
You know, so yeah. So Brooke's baked a few times for me, and every time it always came out real good. So I do have to admit that she is really good at baking. I guess my ego, a while back I said, because I got to check myself. A while back I said that I don't think that I have an ego. Like I said before, you know, Miles, you guys can't see Miles, but Miles is over here saying, oh boy, right now. But my ego, I do have an ego. My ego is definitely basketball. I don't feel like I'm the greatest basketball player in the, you know, around. What do you mean, what am I saying? What are you saying? Nobody can hear you.
You obviously heard me.
Now, I can hear you. But anyway, listen, just fix the sound, bro. Like, hey, all right, so my ego comes in with basketball and with cooking. Now with basketball, my ego is not that I'm the best player on the floor. It's always that I'm the smartest player on the floor. And I can break down defenses and things like that. I'm not going to go too far into it. However, with cooking, y'all already know. You know, and Brooke already knows.
Who's y'all?
We talk about it on the show all the time, bro. They know that I like to cook, and I don't like to bake. I like to cook, though. You know, and that's where my ego is in my cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a while for me to say that, but, you know, yeah, my ego's in my cooking. Miles, what's your ego?
So, Mo, my ego is in... Damn, this shit's over there. So, my ego, I'm coming in here, because... Hey, guys, we showed the executive producer. I'm in Mo's camera with it.
No, you're not.
But, no, I am. I'm in your camera.
You're not. I'm
in
your camera.
I'm in your camera. I'm in Mo's camera with it until we figure this out. But I'll tell you this. Man, my ego is just in self, man. It's like just trying to get out of my own way. Like, that's my biggest flaw and claim to life is just, like, trying to be bigger than the world or being bigger than the world and understand creators that understand me. So I'll give you that. And, like, right now I'm hating that, like, I'm trying to bring Mo in 4K, and it looks like this is at, like, 720. So I'm going to fix that, but it'll get better every time. But go, Mo.
I think what Miles is trying to say is that he's a perfectionist. No, so Miles is, if you guys don't know Miles, he does like things to be a certain way. And as much as I rag on him and make fun of him behind the scenes, like when it's ready, it's ready like no other. You know, so I can't knock him for that. He likes things to be a certain way.
Ready, Freddy, baby.
Yeah, yep. So, yeah. So, Brooke, Mm-hmm. We feed off of each other. Mm. All right?
It's okay.
But what do you think, and this kind of goes into the ego thing, but okay. What do you think that you're hands down better than me at and vice versa?
Anything but basketball. No, because, you know, I'm vertically challenged, so I can't make those shots.
Okay.
That's tough because we're both very competitive with ourselves. Mm-hmm. So when you're competitive within yourself, you're naturally competitive with another self-competitive person. So we always try to, in a fun way, outdo each other. But let's see.
I'm the worst. Guys, come on. Sorry.
That's you put me on the spot.
Yeah, no.
No, okay. You know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I think that you are better at than I am, which I used to be better than I am now, but you're getting me back into that because I see how you deal with things, is you're better at not holding things in.
I like this.
And just being direct in the moment.
Okay.
And saying it and getting it out of the way rather than, you know, holding it back, trying not to hurt the other person's feelings, which is something that I used to do. I would rather be hurt by the truth than mm-hmm. I would be coddled and comforted by a lie. So, you know, when you don't say things that sometimes I feel like if it drags out, then it almost becomes a lie. Where I'm on the opposite side, where I'm more of a, I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, so I'll hold it in. And then finally it'll all come out. And when it does, it all comes out together. So it doesn't always come out pretty. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of eats at my ego too, because I don't like to be the person to hurt somebody. So I'm learning to address things, take a deep breath, address things in the moment, or give it a few quiet moments and then address it rather than just letting it sit inside me and fester.
Mm.
So I think you're better at managing that than I am, hands down. Okay. And I used to be better, but you're re-teaching me. I'm relearning how to do that again.
Let's talk heavy.
Okay. Is there anything else that, or that I caught you on a spot? Let's go to, what do you think that you're better at than I am?
Okay. Well, let me preface this by saying I think you're very intelligent. Otherwise, I wouldn't even be talking to you. We wouldn't be in the relationship that we have now.
Okay.
Because I need somebody who can intellectually stimulate.
Bro's gonna talk to dummies. Nope. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There's no book out there, dummies for Brooke. That is the only dummies book that doesn't exist. but I think that because I'm so hard on myself, I tend to pick up things and learn new things a little faster.
Okay.
But that's because I beat myself up over it if I don't learn it fast. So, you know, that goes back to a lot of the things about, like, even just letting my flaws sit and fester. I need to voice them. I need to acknowledge them more. So I think I pick things up quicker. And I think I'm better at reading empathy in a room, too.
Okay.
Because you're more direct and you'll worry about the effects afterward. And I kind of worry too much about the effects and I'm less direct. So I think that's a good balance. We do feed off each other with that.
I think that a lot of it too is, I don't like to blame, you know, or make it sound like the military did this to me, you know, but realistically in the military, nobody has time for any feelings. You can't, you know, you can't say, you know, I mean, not saying that you can't have feelings in the military, but there's really not a lot of space for that. If you go to somebody and say, well, yo, my feelings are hurt. Like, Miles is a master sergeant. If somebody goes to Miles and says that my feelings are hurt, and his famous quote, as a man... Listen, a man can't tell Miles his feelings is hurt.
I mean, as Miles talking from Miles, I'll tell you this. I don't know if y'all can hear me good, but it's not really, when I say like a man, it's like when it comes to like a leader. So on Sky's podcast, on Jack Gatta's podcast, I was saying that, like, okay, people die every day when he's talking about like the soldiers that die. And as a leader, you have to acknowledge that shit, because in the military, one thing that we always acknowledge is like, yo, the show must go on. But one of the hardest problems I've had with my own life is mourning, right? When somebody dies, I look at that shit way different, because I'm so militant. It's like, yo, are we done? If we not done, go back outside. Oh, fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a little harder, and for civilians to understand that, it's like, nah, bro. Like, you make a deal, the deal is the deal. And that's that's being in the military, and especially because we look at y'all back home like whatever it is. So we don't think like, as a leader, it's like, it's hard for me to say it's not gonna happen.
Right.
Where like, I can't tell your mother you coming home, right? I would love to say that.
Right.
But I understand what it is, and we sign up for the ultimate sacrifice.
Right.
Ultimately, that's our gig. Living life, and then it's like, look, we dealing with COVID right now, crazy crisis. Mm-hmm. But like, if you told me you wasn't coming to work tomorrow, I'm like, why? Show me proof. And you're like, well, I gotta show you proof. I just told you this happened. And it's like, I'm sorry, I gotta ask. But so, it's real.
No, keeping the spotlight on you, Miles. And we're having this show with Brooke, aka Brookie Cookie, aka the queen of baking. But so listen, we were supposed to have Miles' wife on the show. We were supposed to have Noelle on the show. Mm-hmm. She was feeling a bit under the weather today, so she couldn't make it. So big shout out to Noelle, and I hope she gets better.
Same.
But with that being said, mm-hmm. What do you think? The same question goes to you. Noelle's not here to fend for herself, but what do you think? Because you guys feed off of each other. Mm-hmm. What do you think that that you're hands down better at than Noelle at? And vice versa, what is she better at than you are?
Noelle is hands down a way more confident person than I am. Like, my wife could make you believe some bullshit. Like, and people would think that that'd be me, but my wife could say some shit, and I'm like, God damn, like, I got it. Shit, fuck. Like, she's psych at that. But I'm like, most people shit, I'm better than my wife. And I feel like, yo, look, you know how I feel about women. I say, look, a woman doesn't choose a man that she doesn't think is better than her. I'm telling y'all, look, I'm telling that to the crowd in 4K, I hope. Right? A woman doesn't choose a man that she doesn't think is better than her. But that quality, it could come from the subconscious. So you don't know what she's actually thinking, because we have a hard time explaining ourselves to people.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you feel like somebody understands you, that shit hit different. You see what I'm saying? But it's usually a woman that would say, yo, baby, just put your hand right here. A lot of us, we lack hugs. You know what I mean? Like, it's how long has this been since you've been hugged, like, really, like, to the chest? Like, I hugged my wife tonight, and she was like, oh, damn, that shit, I needed that.
Right? Mm, okay.
And I'm tight right now that you look the best in the camera, because we set this shit up, and I'm hasty.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Well, listen, somebody's got to do it, man. You know, I don't... I don't mean to, you know.
I want to bring Brooke in, but I can't.
You can't bring Brooke in right now?
I can, but, yo, this is crazy because my whole other shit is coming in there. But, go ahead, I'm going to put you on.
That's all right, bro. Listen, let's go to the comments.
Control
the
show, Mo.
That's what I'm trying to, that's what I'm trying to do. Listen, I asked you a question. You answered the question, bro.
I do want to rebuttal one thing that he said.
Oh, hey.
There we go. All right.
That's what I'm here for, to set things straight, right?
All right, set it straight.
Okay,
bro.
So Miles made a comment that I almost agreed with, but then he threw it off. So what he said was a woman will seek out and choose a man that they think is better than them.
Facts.
Negative. And this is why. I don't think Mo's any better than me. I don't think I'm any better than him. But what I do agree with is what we had said before when we were talking a previous conversation is that I do believe that you would seek out someone who has the attributes that you may be lacking to help fulfill you, to help complete you. So it's kind of like your puzzle pieces. If he can fit where I need and I can fit in where he needs, then that's what we seek. Not that somebody's better than us, but that somebody has something that we may be lacking. I think it's that makes the partnership work.
Bro, here go your ego right now.
Okay, then I'll own that ego.
The reason I'm saying here go your ego is this, right? When I talked about it, I'm telling you, you might not know, right? But subconsciously, you feel that Mo is better than you in a way. So, like, you have lack. And I'm not saying that you mm-hmm. have lack, meaning that, like, you're it's weak. Just right? lack. Like, mm-hmm. yo, and I feel the same way. Like I just said, my wife is the ultimate person that I want to be as far as confidence.
Mm-hmm.
But as if the average person looks at me, you think I'm confident. But I envy Noelle's confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I envy that, right? And when Mo talks about basketball, I envy that shit. Because he'll tell me about, nah, that's not how you pass the fucking... Hold on, Mo, what'd you say yesterday? It's okay, because that's not how you pass the screen.
Yo, so we were talking about going through a screen in basketball. And there was a guy that was at your cousin's barbershop.
Our barbershop.
Yeah, sure. And he was trying to explain. He was old school, too. He was trying to explain how to set a screen and how to go around a screen. And I took one look at that shit, and I said, no, that's not the way you go around a screen. And so I had to show Miles what I was talking about. But it's because I've played for so long that I know what I'm talking about. You know, and I think that's where ego comes in because... you know, I feel like I, you know, somebody proved me wrong then. And that's kind of where I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to get to the comments right now. So Scott said that he would take Rec over me in basketball. And I said, no problem. No problem. I am fine with that.
Yo. Scott,
but
I would
but
take,
Scott,
hold on.
But Scott,
take,
hold on.
I would take Mo and Scotland over you and Rex. Scotland is Scott's son.
So I'm thinking this, right? Scott, you would take him in a basketball game over me, but would you put your paycheck on it?
Go talk heavy, Mo.
Would you put your paycheck
play
on it? Show. And it's fine. Like, we're... But no, seriously, I've never seen Rec play basketball though. I remember when he was younger and he used to play basketball. I swear he used to play like a football player. No, for real. He just used to play like a football player. But as he got older and as they told me, you know, he's gotten better. He doesn't like foul the way that he used to anymore. So I think that would be a fun game. I would definitely play. Yo, Pierre doesn't know that I'm a chef though. Come on, bro. How many times do I talk about cooking on this show? Cooking on this show?
Have a cook off.
Yo, so Rex said that he loves me and Brookie and my chemistry.
Look at Brooke. Mm-hmm. Look at Brooke Bush.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Are we on for a couple minutes longer, y'all? Because this is all... So, look. I take full responsibility for everything that's jacked up about the show tonight. But I love my co-host. I love that he brought his beautiful bride here. And it's me. Like, I'm just that dude, right? Like, we didn't even get the chance to showcase what we went through today. And it was crazy because we had to go get the new sign, the new logo, and all of that. But this is show business. This is our business, you know? And thank y'all for being here. Everybody that's here, man, true.
Sticking with us.
Sticking with us. True support. But what I really want to talk about is a quote that I had earlier. And this is now because Scott tried to hijack our show. But I'm going to dig it, though. So I say, look, okay, if it can't be measured, you can't improve it. So what have you on that, chat? Because a lot of people have goals, a lot of people have things that they want to do, but how are you measuring it? Right? Because if it can't be measured, it can't be improved. And that's a very serious note for me. It's like, I measure myself on greatness, right? So I look at a Kanye, I look at a Drake, I look at anybody, I'm like, yo, I'm better than that man. Or I'm here and that man is there. Where am I if I don't say that? And that's not ego. That's just saying it's a benchmark. Okay. Yeah, it's just a benchmark. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you know you play ball, but you know you're not Jordan. But if you know you have that, you got that. So where are you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a measurement. It's okay.
I really have nothing to say about that. Bro. I can't really talk on that. I'm still trying to process it right now.
Right. But the chat gonna have a lot to say about that. But I don't need the chat to talk heavy then, because that was fucking special episode. And
you know what's funny? Say it again. I want to hear it again.
So this is crazy because I got this from, you know, a mentor of mine, Doc Rock. You know, he's my YouTube mentor. And me and him, we go at it. He live in Hawaii, whatever, but he's dope on YouTube. And he put, like, most of the stuff that I got is only because of our private sessions and our messages with the group and all, whatever the case may be, whatever. But he says, if it can't be measured, then you can't improve it. But that goes on to putting yourself with and against and understanding who you are to be where you need to be. You get what I'm saying? Because we love normalcy, right? But if we're all Americans here, I would say that, right? Americans, our number one goal, what we strive for, I believe, is increase. Everybody wants more. You don't need more, you want more. Right? Americans' goal is increase. Half the shit that you have, you don't need. You just want it because you're American.
Yeah.
Right? I've been to third world countries. They're happier than us. They don't want what we have. But our shit is we want more of whatever is less.
Yo, that always cracks me up, bro, when somebody says third world country.
Yeah, it's not called
that. It just sounds like messed up shit all the time. This third world country, bro. Like, it to me, that just sounds like the slums of the slums, bro. Like,
it's not really the slums of the slums, though. It's really like how we look at it as opposed to us. And I hate my background right now, but how we look at it as far as being American, it's like, especially like as a patriot, like, I love that I'm able to bring certain shit in 4K and all of this, but it might be, I might have to go out and, you know, tear some shit down and just come back and, you know, like some real warrior shit. I love that about what we've been given from our forefathers. And it doesn't have anything to do with racism, anything, but it's our culture is that of increase.
We just want more.
Excess.
In excess. America's the only country where we have storage units. They don't got that shit everywhere else. Y'all bugging, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have storage units in fucking other countries where people's hiding shit for $60 a month. Where did you get that? Here. So you know somebody with a storage unit?
I mean,
I had that's two what I'm at saying, one point, bro. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
some people live out of storage units.
Facts.
But y'all, I mean, we all have, and this kind of reminds me of this, is, you know, we all have our own, and we've talked about this on the show before, we all have our own creed. You know, we all have something that we go based off of. And with that being said, you know, what is Brooke's creed? You know, what is the one thing that you go off of?
Bring it on together, sorry.
Yeah.
I've said it a few times to you, because I do tend to let people say and do a little bit more to me than they should get away with. But one thing that I was taught when I was younger, and for whatever reason I took it to heart and I still carry it close to heart, is that you should be kind to people no matter what, including those who are most unkind to you, because you don't know where that unkindness came from. You don't know if it was learned. Maybe they never had kindness. So I think it's very important to lead with empathy and kindness and reverence before making judgments. So even if somebody does something to me upon the first meeting, that doesn't mean that that first impression is one and done and blown, you know? I do believe in a second chance.
Right.
But not necessarily a third. But definitely be kind to those who are most unkind to you, because they might need it most.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
Was listening to you, bro.
No, bro. That was awesome. And I'm just trying to be on my shit. And Mo's going to tell me after the show, you gotta just let it go, Miles. You just gotta do this, that, and third, Miles. And that's why I keep him here. Because not only is... So, I'll tell you like this about Mo. When I tell you that this man understands, it's like I'm hearing Jimmy, right? And we supposed to do fucking sound effects tonight. But you ever hear, like, you ever see White Man Can't Jump?
Yeah.
It's just like, that's how I feel about Mo, right? It's like, yo, that's, I'm hearing Jimmy, because he know everything I'm thinking, and he like, wait. So, and I'm like, yo, I don't care what you about to say, so, because I'm right. But whenever he talk, I'm like, damn, he just made a fact. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, he does.
But then I thought to listen to that, and I said, okay, special people need such special people.
He does have a way of grounding you when you need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh, that is big, because he's a grounder. Mo is a grounder extraordinaire.
Agreed. Yeah, he definitely grounds me.
So how does he ground you?
Oh, well, you know, when you get in trouble. No, I'm kidding.
How did he court you?
Oh, he was sneaky with that stuff. Okay. So... I had this, we're talking about creeds, right? There was another creed that I had. I don't have anymore. Thanks, Mo. That I don't date in the workplace. It just never occurred. Didn't care about it. They could be like a perfect man and I wouldn't even notice. If I worked with you, you had no chance. Well, it was about couple years, you know, he was strategic. He put the chocolate jar right in the front, like his desk was like right in the front of the suite that I had to walk through every day. He had the big chocolate jar there. Then it became a come and get it anytime you need one. Then it became, hey, take it when I'm not here. And then, you know, and then I think one of the funniest times, and when I really started to notice that there might be something going on, was there was absolutely no creamer in the coffee in the break room. And anybody who knows me knows that coffee is my life. Well, you're second. Coffee is my life. So there was no creamer. That coffee at work tastes like tar. So I had to have something. I dropped a mini Reese's peanut butter cup in from his chocolate jar, and he just looked at me and goes, hmm. And because he didn't think anything of it, other than that's just a part of me, I was like, I wonder what else I could get away with being honest in front of him for. And then I just got to realize that he's just genuine. You know, he accepts for who you are. And that kind of reeled me in a little bit. And then one day he asked about rules and breaking rules and a specific rule that I had about not dating people I work with. He wore me down.
You were, Mo, was that your intent to wear her down?
Bro,
I mean, to be interviewed, Mo.
Yo, it, I'll be honest. It was like, I felt like I was Ali, because I was doing the robo-dope. All right? So, it was, a lot of that stuff was, like, I don't, that's where, when you say that women seek out men.
Facts.
Bro, like, all that stuff, like, it was all, for me, it was very premeditated. Like, I knew from the moment that I saw her.
We're hunters.
Right. But I knew from the moment I saw her, I'm like, you know, I have to. So I start asking questions. Who is this? Who is this girl? What team is she on? What is she like? I see her with a chocolate bar. I'm like, I'm getting chocolates at my desk. Okay. You know, little small subtle things that I would do just to kind of, you know, because I wanted to get that one-on-one time. I wanted to, and it wasn't like, it was never like trying to like just, oh, I want to, you know, get her bed, but it was never that. It was always just, listen, I just want that one-on-one time. I want to know what you're about. Mm-hmm. And so that's where a lot of it came in. Yeah, I definitely sought her out, you know, mm-hmm. but I treated her like a lady too, in the same sense.
For sure.
And like, you know, it took time too, because
it's 2 years.
Yeah, it did, because I'm stubborn. I'm stubborn as hell.
What's your birthday?
July. Oh. Cancer, if that's where you're going. But he'll tell you straight up, I'm probably one of the most stubborn people you'll ever meet. Mm-hmm. See? And so my creed was my creed.
Plenty of times.
And yeah. I refuse to even admit to myself that I might be interested in him. I always blamed it on the chocolate. So, like, nah, I like this guy's chocolate. The guy's nice, but I like the chocolate. So it took a long time. It took a long time.
I'm gonna tell you how this happened to me. Like, what Brooke is saying and what Mo is saying is actually proving my theory and thought. It's like a man doesn't have to know or think anything. Like, a man knows what he wants. And he gonna get it no matter what. It's a matter if you, as a man, if you quit. That's my firm belief. Because I'll tell you this from my personal feelings. Like, my wife, her and I, totally different people. But I'm like, damn, I feel like she think I can't get that. And I'm like, yo, I can get anything I want. That's how I feel in life. So y'all can talk heavy on that, but that's how I feel. So it's like, I don't know.
Listen, tell that shit to Pierre, all right? He just went on fucking vacation. He just went on vacation, all right?
Yeah.
Tell that shit to him.
I can't stand
Pierre.
Oh. I think I'm a little.
Pierre who?
All jokes aside, like, I love the fact that he is an introvert and he knows, like, because that's something I could never be. You know, I can never, and it's not like anybody picks to be an introvert, but
you're not an introvert.
I know that. I'm just saying, like, he's just so, like, you know how they say, I'm grounded? Yo, people who are introverts, they're grounded, bro. They're just very, like, humble. Just, you know, when he wants to speak, like, I don't know. I think that when he has that Pierre's Corner, bro, I'm listening.
Of course, as like, you should.
Yeah, I'm listening, bro, because, like nothing against Rec or Scott.
Rec don't need the help.
You know, nothing against them. Nothing against them, but, like, I'm always tuned into Pierre's Corner. That's honestly my favorite part of the show, bro.
Yeah, and I'm a little jealous because if Pierre's on for those couple minutes, I don't exist.
No. Whoa.
It's all like
No. It's not that. No, it's not that.
You get excited. Hold on, Pierre's Corner.
I honestly like mm-hmm. the things that he brings to the table.
Yeah.
You know, that
so he brings honesty to the table.
Yeah.
And like I said, like, again, if y'all want to talk, if y'all want to see this action,
Jackie got
tune
it,
into Jackie Gotta's podcast because they do it. But what I think is that could be three podcasts. So Scott talk heavy on his shit. Mm-hmm. Rec talk heavy. And Scott is the producer. But the shit that Pierre talks about is like dialogical shit to where it's like, okay, I want to talk to a community about that.
But
so to me, he's the community builder of their thing because what he says actually, people might want to talk about it. You don't want to pass it over in a second.
But let me just interrupt you real quick, all right? And let me tell you the
just
thing.
Interrupt me. It's not real quick. You about to talk?
Yeah,
to me,
yeah. Right. Yeah, good. Sorry about that. Yeah. My apologies. Real men don't apologize. But
I don't apologize.
Yeah, I know you don't apologize. All right. So the thing about like I know there was a girl that I used to work with. She was an introvert, and like she explained a lot of things to me about being an introvert and how like when they don't feel like doing shit, bro. Like when they like if they don't feel like doing shit, bro, they're not doing it. They need their time to themselves. But to get out of your shell and to be on a podcast, so to some introverts, bro, that is their worst nightmare. And so I applaud them for it. And
so, Mo, that's what you're saying is really interesting to me. And I'll tell you like this, bro. You're right. Absolutely. And what Pierre does is very brave.
Yes.
Right? Because people don't understand what that is. And because it speaks to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important to me because, like, okay, this is how we should build our community.
Right.
Right? Because we talked about community building.
Yeah.
And, like, we have 220 people on Facebook that's just waiting to hear what we have to say.
Right.
Right? And, but in podcast form, and this is a constructive criticism I'll give to Jackie Gallas, is when Pierre does that, right? And there's no connect because that's a very busy man too. You see what I'm saying? So he's talking to his brothers with his brothers, but what is that actually doing to move the needle? But I can call Pierre, I can call Scotty, even though he don't never want to talk to me. But I can call Rack, I can do whatever, and be like, shit, damn, that shit hit me. You dig what I'm saying? So I say that to say this.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk heavy, when we do what we do, we gotta understand that we're reaching an audience, right? Our biggest audience till this day is in Paris, right? I'm tracking that, right? But hey, if you in Paris and you wanna just come on the show, we'll bring you remotely. I'm telling y'all that. But especially if you're in Schenectady, you're ever being Schenectady, you're welcome. Yeah, I have firearms. And yeah, you still come through. But that's what it is. And I think that people are scared to interact with people nowadays because it's so easy to be apart. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? It's very easy to be apart, and we don't know what we really know or what feel, actually. It's weird.
Hmm. Well, I do want to ask, I'm going to ask Brooke this question, and
okay.
Of all the questions that I've asked tonight, this is the one question that I want everyone to participate
in. Hold on, but I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. You just did, though.
Yeah, I did, but hey.
You're sorry, though.
But, hey, I'm not really sorry. Yeah, you are. When I say sorry, you know it's fake. Listen, I need y'all to like the show and subscribe. Seriously, we putting our shit in. We putting our very hard, more a lot of hard work in it. We are, I want to say, a 16 close to our goal, which is 4,000 like hours and 1,000 subscribers. We only have 115 subscribers. Call to action, get it done, guys. Please subscribe to the show. I'm asking you. Go. Well, sorry. I just want to tell people that's watching right now. Like, goddamn it, like and subscribe.
See, this asshole just said sorry. You see that? He don't mean that shit.
Uh-huh.
So listen, right? So of all the questions that I've asked, this is the one question that I want you to, if you've listened to our show before, please, please, I'm begging you, please participate in this question. Because I worked really hard. I thought, I don't know why. I really want you to answer this question, though. So, as you know, Brooke, Miles and I, our show based on our bantering back and forth.
Yeah.
Constantly. Yeah. Oh, like brothers, you know, it's bantering back and forth.
That's my brother.
That's sibling rivalry.
So, brother. So, what was... what was the one thing that either Miles said or I said that was a head scratcher? That you're like, what the hell is he talking about?
Like,
or
this
what?
Is rehearsed.
It's not rehearsed. It's just a question.
I just feel like this. I can't. Put myself
show. Okay. Well.
Okay. Brooke said, okay.
There's quite a few things where I just sit there and I crack up laughing and I have to stop myself so I can hear the rest of the show. And I laugh out loud to myself when I watch this show. And that very rarely happens. I could watch a hilarious movie and never laugh out loud if I'm by myself. But you guys crack me up. You said something in one of your earlier shows.
Cool, Mo, right?
Yeah, all Mo right. did. Right. It was, I was like, nah, he's joking. He's joking. And then I realized that he wasn't. He's like, oh, my bad. I didn't know that. You learn something new every day.
What was it that I said?
So what Miles' question was asking about traveling and things like that and where you would want to go. And I don't know how it got on the topic of Africa, but for some reason you thought Africa was just straight. I can't even say it. You didn't realize that Africa.
Yo!
You thought they were all villages. You didn't realize that they were civilized, and which I thought you were joking because bro. I had actually sponsored
Yo.
A child in Africa who was brought out of a village and into a city so he could go to school.
Yo.
And you said that, and I'm sitting there thinking, wait, what? Where? Why? How? So that one threw me off. Mm-hmm. It's very rare when he says something that's so outlandish like that. But then recently, Miles, you threw... I couldn't even laugh at you. I just looked at my phone and I was dumbfounded. We were talking about deadbeat parents, deadbeat dads.
Deadbeat dads.
Faith. You said you don't believe in deadbeat dads. No man under 50 years old is a deadbeat dad. And I have to ask you, what your definition of a deadbeat dad is. It doesn't mean they're dead. You do know that, right?
God, I gotta ask you, what's the definition of a deadbeat dad is?
Because okay, I'm telling you, it's the same as a deadbeat mom. I'm just gonna summarize and say deadbeat parents because I know both sides. I know males and females who are just deadbeat parents, and what that means is you have a child. You either refuse to acknowledge them and refuse to take care of them, or you only acknowledge them and take care of them when it looks convenient for you. You know, like you pop up on their birthday so you can throw it on the social media so you look like you're a mom, you look like you're a dad. You know, those are the things, if you're not hands-on with a child and you have the capability to be hands-on, you're a deadbeat parent. Now, that doesn't exclude the parents who travel for, that excludes the parents who travel for work, you know, the deployments with the military. If you're not around because of certain things, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you choose, physically choose to. And I happen to know these two little girls, twins, that are gorgeous little girls who live with their grandparents, been raised by their grandparents. They're 13, 14 now, since they were like two. Reason being, the dad found out the mom was pregnant, he bailed. By the time they were two, the mom chose friends, men, and partying and asked her parents to adopt her children. So those, to me, are deadbeat parents.
So back to what she was asking you before we get away from it, mm-hmm. What is your definition of a deadbeat dad, Miles?
Okay. My definition of a deadbeat anything is somebody that's not accountable for their dad. And if I feel like I'm, of course, misunderstood always with people, but
don't try to make people feel sorry for you. But go ahead.
No, nobody has to ever feel sorry for me, because I create my existence.
That's why he has a wife.
My mother's name is Marie Beecham, and she'll tell you, like, every time I be like crying at my mom, she be like, "Shut up, you create your existence." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my mother. She's not got the best mother in the world. But let me tell you this. You don't know a deadbeat parent, period. And if you do, under 50, you a piece of shit. Whoever's in this chat, if you know what? Somebody that's, and I he's stand on, like, everything I say, I stand on that. If you know somebody under 50 has a deadbeat anything, Brooke.
Yeah.
You need to say their name and let's get that through it.
Miles.
But listen, let me finish talking.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you this shit. It really doesn't. And you're going to tell me girls. I'm talking about men. Because I feel like men have a bad tasting their mouth towards America, especially black men, because it's like, oh, you ain't shit. I don't know any black man, period, under 50 that don't take care of his. That's just a fact. And if you point them to me, again, I'm giving the same PSA that I gave last time. Point that man to me. I'm going to talk to him, and I'm going to get him on the right route. If not, talk heavy.
Okay.
Play my soap show.
Okay. You're saying talk heavy and point them out. Well, they know who they are. We know who they are.
I don't, Brooke.
Okay, well, I'll introduce you one day. But I'm not going to call them out because I'm not in grade school anymore.
Oh, here you go.
Okay? I don't play games. I left school early just because they had something called recess. I don't play. So these people, to me, if they're deadbeat parents, they're dead to me. I don't care. They don't have names to me anymore. These children are what I care about.
Let me go ahead and let me interject.
All right. Let me interject and say that. Play myself, Sean. So I get, in a weird way, shape, or form, I get what Miles is saying, where you shouldn't know. I don't hang out or know, or, you know, I don't really hang out with people who are deadbeats. I just don't. However, I acknowledge the fact that they do exist. Now, I can't say that I know of them, but I don't hang out with them.
Right.
I just don't, I don't associate with them.
Mm-hmm.
But they do exist. That's it.
Yes.
That's it. That's it on this one.
The example that I gave, the only reason I know about that is because I know the grandparents who are wonderful people to these little girls because they happen to go to school with my daughter. Right. But I don't hang out and don't know the parents.
All right, moving on because that's all fake to me. Honestly, if you're speaking to Miles, because I'm like, look, to me, right, in everything that I do, I feel authentic. If you know, like I said, if you know somebody that told you that I ever lied to them or did them a slight, tell them to say something right now. It's just not who I am. You see what I'm saying? So when you talk about deadbeats, and I'm looking at it like, okay, I'm a black man. I could be considered that. Or I'm a man, period. So it's like, yo, is deadbeat dads? Like, where they at?
Bro, there's so many different things that you can say with this. Mm-hmm. You know, like for example, right? You can say that there, we can go with another topic. Like, say that there are racist people. We all know that there are racist people in the world. However, you can't, just because I don't hang out with racist people or I'm not around them does not mean that they don't exist. You know, and I think I acknowledge the people who I know that they're out there, but I don't allow them in my life.
Let me tell you this shit.
Yeah.
Please tell me.
What's the difference between, Brooke, I don't ask you, want me to ask you some heavy shit? Just play my phone show.
Miles, ask me anything.
What's the difference between racism and prejudice?
Between a racist and a male prejudice?
No, not a male prejudice. I didn't say that.
A racist and a prejudice?
Yeah. What's the difference between, what's a racist? And your own definition.
Well, a racist is when you have a prejudice against a certain race, a certain ethnicity. It's when you segregate them. You think different of a different race. Like, in general, you think that whatever your race is the best. That's typically
what a racist is. That's your opinion. That's your opinion. I respect that. Well,
the difference between a racist and a prejudice, or just my definition of
your definition of it. Because I'm of course, I got to break it down for you, but What do you think? Didn't see somebody that's racist, like, because, go ahead. Go ahead.
I
cut the miles.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you don't think that you great, is just you weak. But a lot of people want, like, we all want to get along, right? But if you don't think that you're great, or like, yo, your greatness doesn't come from your dad or whatever, it has nothing to do with race. But it's easily constructed for people to tell you that that's all it has to do with. It has nothing to do with that shit. So when people say racist, right, I'm like, yo, bro, everybody's racist. Like, yo, you think you dance better because you black. And you might not even dance better because you black. You just think that, and you could laugh at somebody white that can't dance, and that's your perception. But what are you really doing? That's racism. If you wanna get there, right? But at the end of the day, what is it?
Miles, how do you come to the conclusion that everyone's racist when you don't know everyone?
I just told you.
You don't know. You don't. That's based off of no.
All right, Mo.
That's based off of no fact whatsoever.
All right, so Mo.
It's based off of no fact. There's nothing there.
All right, so take this. I'm like, yo, you play basketball, right?
Okay.
And you can tell somebody, yo, you dribble like a white boy. You play like a white boy.
Never said that in my life.
Like, you never said, but you heard it before, obviously.
I've heard people say that you.
You dance like a white boy, whatever, right?
Yeah, I've heard people say that.
But just. I mean, this is hypothetical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that not racist?
Yeah, that's very racist to say something like that.
Okay.
Because there are white people that can, like, the reason why I don't think that way is because the way that I grew up, I was always around white people.
Right.
Right? So, like, there was always a white boy that could play ball.
Okay.
Right? There was always one that could get away with.
You just saying one, it shook Brooke nerve.
No. I'm saying, like,
I'm listening.
I'm saying there's always one. You know what I mean? And I mean one that's, like, elite. But it doesn't mean that they can't play ball. It don't mean that they can't play. Because trust me when I tell you, when you play, like, I played AAU. I played against an all-white team, right? Mm-hmm. And they came in, and everybody on my team was like, oh, we're going to smoke them. Because they were all white and they were all short.
Okay.
Bro, they shot the lights out and ran us out of the building. They beat us by 50.
Okay, that's never happened.
But it did, though.
In your park.
No, not in my park. No, AAU, you know, it's...
Yeah, no. I'm not saying shit.
Okay.
But the point I'm trying to make is this, my brother, is these are perceptions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have a lot of white friends. I have a lot of black friends. I have a lot of Hispanic friends. But these motherfuckers that I talk to as friends, they homies. And the same problems that I have, they have. So when it comes to people talk about racism, it's like boom, one of my best cats, my man Edgar, EG, right? I'll be fucking trying to cook some shit. He'd be like, yo, why you putting ketchup on that shit? And I'm like, damn, I want to say black people put ketchup on everything that's not slapping. But he going to say something about that shit because he fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But my best man, French, he would be like, yo, he got a herniated disc in his neck yesterday. And I'm like, yo, son, I'm about to buy you some shit. This motherfucker got mad money. Mm-hmm. And he like, yo, I'm not doing this shit. I'm not doing that shit. At Amazon at the time, he like, yo, this shit got me feeling good. Thank you. He don't need me to do that, but that's friendship.
Right.
That's love. And that's what I'm trying to tell you is, like, he light-skinned. Right? And it sound fucked up, but, like, it gets to that core with us. And that's not fair or funny.
But there are racist people.
Bro. They 100% are racist people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm not disagreeing.
So there's racist people and there's deadbeat dads. They exist. Stop denying it. Stop denying it. So, they exist.
So what's
you're
going,
killing me right now.
What's going on in the chat then?
No, the chat's not really.
The chat's so, not part of this thing. We just on a fucking crazy ass podcast right now, and no, I don't think the chat is even in this anymore because they gave up on it. Mm. But well, I'll see. But this is good for people might want to watch it. Yeah, go ahead though.
I have a question for you, Miles.
Anything.
You always say.
Mm-hmm.
You always say as a man.
Yes,
so I have been watching your show for a while and listening to that for a long time. And you have different examples of as a man or a man should do. So I need, for my peace of mind, clear and concise clarification on your definition of what is a man. So I want the definition.
Definition of a man, right?
Yes.
As definition of a man to me, Brooke, mm-hmm. is somebody that's accountable in word. And word and deed. So, like I told Mo earlier, it's like a man should never say sorry without an action. Right? So if I tell Mo sorry, what am I saying sorry for without fixing it?
Mm-hmm. Right?
So a man is accountable in everything that he does. Mm-hmm. Right? A man is a protector. A man is there for you to feel comfortable.
Right. For you as in
you
female?
As in whoever is in, like, so when I say a man, like, so there's always going to be an alpha, right? So when it comes to being an alpha,
here we go.
Everybody looks to the alpha to fix everything. The alpha's called. The alpha's doing the fucking alpha. That's the world. But at the end of the day, everybody's gravitating towards that alpha. You don't have to believe it. Mm-hmm. Or don't gotta believe it.
I really don't.
But I understand what that is. So you been talking about big dog?
I think some people think some people feel like they have to be that alpha male, right? And to me, and somebody like a lot of people say that they wanna they have to be that alpha. They have to be the person who everybody goes to, or the person who everyone looks up to. But to me, a true alpha male is somebody who's gonna do what they wanna do regardless of what the fuck or what the hell other people are doing, because they're a leader. And if nobody follows that person, then fine. You know, I don't need people to follow what I'm doing.
Copy.
You know, so with that being said, no, like I just feel like so many people try to, they want to be the person that everybody like looks up to. And me, all my life, I've always, you know, done what I wanted to do, regardless of what the whole crowd was doing. And I feel like, and in my opinion, and how I feel about myself, I feel like I'm my own alpha. I don't care what anybody else thinks.
Now, I'm gonna tell you this shit.
So I'm sitting with two alphas.
Yeah, see? You see how Brooke got that confused? It's because you just said that dumb shit.
No.
Yeah, let me tell you this shit, bro. When you are an alpha male, and I'm not saying there's no such thing as an alpha female. What I'm trying to tell you is that it's more of a, what do you call that? It's primal. You know what I'm saying? It's primal. Mm-hmm. So, again, a man is somebody, or alpha is somebody that everybody expects to get it done. Because I see Scott talking heavy, right? But when the audio and shit wasn't right, what did he say? Miles. You see what I'm saying?
Because
right or wrong? Because it's my stuff. Mm-hmm. I got it. Mm-hmm. I got it.
Okay, thank you.
And this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not saying that two alphas can't be in a room, but I'm just like, you see me sweating? No. I know what time it is. It's game time. It's just like when it's time to take a shot, what you do? You like, yo,
okay,
pass me the ball. If you know that shit's shit, just like we talked about the other day when you was like, yo, Miles is a perfectionist. You told me that shit last night, right? Mm-hmm. And then I said, Mo, that's some corny for funny shit, because I told you let's go to the comedy club, and you told me you don't got the shit written. I'm like, God damn, what was the perfection? So all now right, I'm talking well, heavy.
Let me just say that you both make some good points.
I make a great point.
Like, as in, like, I agree with you saying that main part of the definition of a man is accountability. I agree with that, because the main part of being a person is accountability. But a definition of a man, to me, and again, this is all subjective and opinion, but a definition of a man to me is someone who can identify themselves as human and not just a man first. Who identifies with, who can accept the accountability, can easily move between these gender roles that society has put forth. Like a man is not, a real man is not afraid to do what is uncommon that society has set against us, like stay home. If the woman is making a little extra money and you got the kids at home and you guys have plans or somebody needs to stay behind for whatever reason, the man will take that into consideration to say, okay, you know what? you're making a little more at your job. I'll be the one to stay home. A man is someone who's versatile enough to put his ego aside to do what is best for him, best for his loved ones, best for his community, and that is a leader. One who paves the way to make everything easier for everyone else around them, including themselves. So I do believe that, you know, accountability plays a big part in it. So I'll give you that part.
I'm about to put you on your top right now. And I got that. Mm-hmm. And this is a question to everybody, right? Because I say this, like, and I was talking to my best cat about this earlier, is like, how much would it cost for you to keep your significant other home? For you to pay Brooke, how much would it cost? And I'll go first. It's like, my wife could pay me $900 a month. I'm home. Right? And people say, oh, Kevin, I'm more than that. But I know what I can do with $900 a month. Right? Mm-hmm. And we all know I make way more than that. Right? But it's like, when you come to time versus everything else, what is it? You know what I'm saying? It's like, but, and also take into account, what's your lifestyle pay for?
Bro, you be speaking that subliminally. Yeah. That was such a subliminal, bro. Like think about what you just said. Yo, 900.
I think Brooke gets me, but go ahead, Mo.
No, I was going to ask if Scott can chime in the chat and translate.
No. So you said that's like saying that I'm gonna have like give me $900 a month to stay home, and Mo knows I make way more than that.
You do. I mean, my salary is public,
but I mean,
yeah. My salary is public, bro. I'm a master sergeant with 21 years. And I got selected to BAH, son. So like,
you making bank? You making bank like rich people money?
Nah, that's like, what is that, 10 grand?
You said month? Way more than that. So yeah,
that's like almost like a little bit over 10 grand a month.
Yeah, that's a lot, bro.
Oh my dick,
that's a lot. All right,
bro.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
What I'm trying to tell you, son, I can do better than that in the public. Like, if I was in your shoes, I could do way better than that.
Wait, what are you trying to do better for? I'm confused as to where this conversation is. It doesn't
matter. This is what I'm trying to tell you, bro. Yo, like, that shit don't matter to me.
What doesn't matter?
Money.
Right, so that's not what we're talking about, though.
No, I'm saying, how much would it cost for Mo to keep you home?
Okay, you want heavy? He could offer me $1 million to stay home for 1 month, and I'd be looking at him like, nah, you don't own me. You can't buy me. If I want to stay home, I'll stay home. If I want to work, I'll work. Now, if he says, if you want to work and I'll still give you that $1 million, I'll plan our next vacation.
Hey, babe, give me
you can't.
Me
you can't buy me.
I've switched the camera to me. Babe, give me a ride a month. I hope my baby's watching. I stay home. I do this. That's a PSA. Mo didn't do the PSA tonight because
it's
different. Okay.
I did, but the sound wasn't working because the sound man didn't know what he was doing.
Oh, there you go.
But he figured it out. He figured it out.
I got you.
I'm not the sound person. We all got a job to do. You know, I show up. You know,
that's it.
I show up. Listen, I show up. You know, I do my thing on a camera. You know, I do. I hold Miles accountable.
Yeah.
Whenever Miles, whenever you start saying some crazy shit, I always have to reel you back in.
You're bugging, so you never reel me back in.
Oh, God.
Everything I say.
Someone saved my life.
I am super accountable for my shit. Anything that Miles has ever said on this show, and you disagree with me, talk heavy or email us at playmyselfshow.com. playmyselfshow@gmail.com. But before you do that, make sure you like and subscribe.
I like it.
I'm telling you this. Anything I've ever said that if you put some shit. You put some thought to and don't agree with, even how I fix this light to look radiant on my, you know what I mean? My skin.
Bro, you be saying some outrageous shit.
Get at me.
Like, stop saying that you don't say anything outrageous because you know that you do.
Mo, what did I say that's outrageous?
You just the comment alone about the deadbeat dad is enough.
What are you
that's
talking about?
That's enough, bro. That's what I mean? Crazy.
Do you know that, man?
That's crazy.
Plus, anyway, Mo, you a grown ass man.
Okay, so Rec is saying in the chat that a woman has got to show their worth. That's true. You got to show.
Rec is the alpha male.
But so does a man. Because here's the thing. As a person, you got to show your worth.
My brother, I'm telling you.
You have to show your worth no matter what. Because if you don't feel like you're worth it to yourself, you're not going to be worth anything to anybody else. And then they're going to be able to pay you $900 to sit home and do nothing when I make a lot more than that just sitting home working.
No. Working, sitting at home and doing nothing is a myth. Nobody's going with that in their right mind going to sit home and do nothing. So when you say sit home and do nothing, that sounds like resentment to me.
No.
Respectfully.
I was saying respectfully.
It sounds like resentment to me. But what I'm trying to tell you and all the women out there, it's like, it's easy to clean a house. It's easy to do everything y'all think y'all do or whatever. I can do it in minutes.
And you know what? I work, I make my own money, and I clean the house. Then what?
So you super.
No, we do this together.
No, but you just said that you.
Right.
That's because what I'm saying. Mo didn't say anything about that.
Because I set myself worth. And that is what I'm worth. I am worth my own job. I am worth cleaning my own home for.
Hold on. I see what happened. Rec triggered you.
Yeah, I was answering.
Okay, I'm on phone.
But see, I am worth all of this to myself.
He always does that shit.
Yeah, well, yeah. Rec,
so I'm going to do this for myself.
Yeah, you're going to do it. Look, so you're going to do it for yourself. I got that. You're going to do it for yourself.
And if he's with me, then it's going to trickle to him, too, because he's obviously worth
But do you know that most dudes don't give a fuck what you do?
And that's why I'm not with most dudes.
I don't think Mo, like, he's happy, he's grateful. He's grateful, but I don't think that he's like tracking it like that. I mean,
no.
It's just like he's a dude. He's just like, yo, good looking.
But he still can't pay. You still can't pay me to stay home. That's the thing.
Yeah, but yo, don't let Rec do that. Rec is a Haitian man that understands so very different. So don't let Rec do that to you. That's my brother. It's not like what Rec is saying is that. It's exactly that, but it's not what you think. I'm saying that Miles is saying, and I can't speak to Rec until Rec talks to himself. I'm saying that, I'm going to put the camera on me.
Yo,
everyone has a price.
No.
So everyone has a, yes, bro, trust me. Let me just please talk, and then after I talk, you can talk, and no disrespect, but everyone has a price. I'm telling my beautiful wife who's upstairs quarantined, doing her thing, she's being strong, she's holding my baby down, that for $900 a month, $1,000 a month, and even though I know I do more than that at work, I'm good to do everything because what we pay for in our life, right? So what Brooke is saying is, no, I can make my own. That's some shit you gotta get through. Because it's not about what you can do in life. It's about teamwork, like you just said.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can handle yourself as a team, as a partner, you gotta say to yourself, oh shit, when is it acceptable for me to accept this and be like,
let me. Oh,
yeah. No, I was gonna say it was not a negative against him because he does work. He has two jobs plus this, and
Will got two jobs.
And he does do a lot of the cooking because he really does love to cook and he's a good cook. So we have this team tag team thing going. But if he did not have a job, if he could not hold his own, if he could not do those things, then that's where the self-worth wouldn't be there.
Let me go ahead and interject.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So me and Brooke, I told you this before, we have a true partnership, right? And so, like, I'm going to give you an example of something that just happened this week. I went and played basketball on a Monday. Bro, by Tuesday, my back was killing me. Killing me. I couldn't get up out of bed, bro. I couldn't. And, like, it was just, stop. Stop it. Because I'm going somewhere with this. This is how I feel when you fucking talk.
What do you mean? I don't do it. You're, just talk no, to people, the camera.
Because right? People can't see what you're doing.
I just can't stand bullshit. But go ahead.
It's not bullshit. She was there. Yeah. So anyways,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't do anything. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't do anything. So Brooke decided she was going to do the cooking. Mm. All right.
Honestly,
I didn't know what to do with myself. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to do. I'm serious. I did not know what to do because she started cooking. And so the moment she said, hey, I don't know what spice that I should put in. Yo, I jumped right up, hobbling and everything.
That's exactly how I said it, but
no,
okay.
No, but you get the gist of it. Yeah, that yeah. There was a spice that I had to get or something I had to find.
We were missing a spice that we needed, and yeah. Then you put some stuff together to make up for it.
Yeah, because we couldn't find a specific spice.
Uh huh.
But I just didn't. That's just an example of me not knowing what to do with myself, mm-hmm. right? So with that being said, she cooked for 2 days, and then, I washed the dishes over the weekend when I never wash the dishes because it's usually her. You know, but I knew that she was she just needed a day to recuperate. And even though I could tell she needed a day because for the first time, the dishes just piled up. They just piled up. And it wasn't anything towards her. It was just, she just went through an exhausting week. So I picked up the slack. And that's how we work. We work mm-hmm. as a team.
Coffee.
Yes.
Yeah. Coffee. And for the record, I got coffee in bed that weekend too. And let me tell you, that one cup of coffee in bed just made up for the whole thing. So he didn't have to do all the extra. You know, it's just those little things that you do to offset each other. When you pick one's down, you pick up. And then it washes the next time around.
So small great things, right? That's a small great thing. And I'm not, I think that, again, Rick is an asshole, and he's whatever I want to call him, because it doesn't matter to him, like what I say, because I'm a man and he's a man. But that triggered you, obviously, and what he's saying and what I think he's saying, I'm not going to talk for that man, is that, you might have your system, and I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone understands your system. But what I'm trying to tell you is that it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, it really doesn't matter, like, how you feel or whatever. It only matters to the person that matters to you. But when it comes to situational awareness...
Mm-hmm.
The alpha in the room is gonna take charge.
Bro, can I?
That's a fucking fact.
Can I point out the fact that let me tell you something about Rec, bro.
Oh man.
Let me tell you something about Rec.
Yo,
even pissed. Rec is the type of person
who will
walk into anywhere. He could walk into a bar and mm-hmm. start chaos. And walk the fuck out. That is wrecked to a T. He will do that.
And so I'm looking in the comments like, nope, I'm not getting baited into this shit. I'm not doing it. And I'm watching all the stuff he's saying. Like, he said, Brooke knows her worth is great, and she knows she needs a man like Mo who's worthy of her. Think about all the small things, like just that last part.
Yes. Yo,
Wreck is the worst, bro.
I can tell you what stood out in that. The fact that she needs, negative Ghost Rider, want.
Wreck is the worst. Oh, my God.
I don't need, but I do appreciate and do want.
But what I'm trying to tell you is, like, why you feel you don't need?
Why do I feel I don't need? Because I can do for me. If I can't do for me, who can?
Bro, everybody needs. So, like, when a dude be like, yo, I just need, like, whatever right now. Mm-hmm. And a girl says, yo, I just need my back rub right now. And I hope that whatever came clear to everybody else, the those in the chat, right? It's just like, that's what it is. It's just what it is. So, when he's talking, or I'm talking, or you're talking, you know Mo's love language, right or wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know when Mo not trying to hear this, that, and the third, right or wrong? Okay, and you know what peeves him. Like, I told y'all last night, one thing that caught me is like, yo, you're able to complete X amount of jobs in this time, whatever, and... But you just know when, like, to let Mo rock, right?
Yeah.
And I look at that like love more than anything. You see what I'm saying? What if Mo didn't know how to cook or love to cook? You probably wouldn't be with him.
No. I'm actually used to doing a majority of the cooking. To be honest, this is the first.
But you wouldn't be with Mo. And with Mo's taste buds and his appetite, you can cook, but... To me, that's situational. Like, you're not cooking to his standard to how he like to eat. So, maybe at all times, to the point where he's saying, okay, I'm totally satisfied with this. Mm-hmm. Right? But it makes up for whatever else you're giving. Meaning, when you guys eat, and Mo's a fucking excellent chef, mm-hmm. tell you that shit myself, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to worry about food. But if he had to depend on you for food, it might be a different conversation. And if you think you can hold your own to that, sure. I That's will. In your mind.
Let him answer that. Oh, can I hold my own in the kitchen?
No, this is crazy.
Or
she can hold her own in the kitchen. Go ahead. No, I'm not going to say that. Go ahead. No,
what's the question again?
So what I'm telling her is like, look, it's a certain compensation for everything, right? So it's like, okay, Brooke, and this is my perception, and this is an example I'm giving. Mm-hmm. So Brooke is from how it sounds, she's a 7, high 7s out of 10 cook, right? Mo, probably low 9s, chef-wise. Mm-hmm. Right? Chef wise. I'm not going to say, like, you fucking 10. Like, I don't know what.
There's always room for improvement.
Exactly, right? But you don't count on Brooke's food for nourishment. Like, as far as, like, if you come, like, you go in there and chef your own grilled cheese up, like the normal shit. You see what I'm saying? But when she cooks, it's a plus. If she makes something, you feel the love.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, I think that because we both love cooking so much, it is a plus. It's a plus when she cooks, and I think it's a plus when I cook too. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that with me, I just take on the reason why she lets me cook or why she doesn't say anything about me cooking so much is because, one, first off, how many guys cook for a girl, realistically? That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. And the second thing...
All guys cook for
you. Gotta let me finish?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Appreciate it. So, most guys... There's not a lot of guys that
fit and cook the amount of cooking that I do for the girlfriend. And the reason why I cook so much like that is because I don't just cook because it's a hobby. I cook because I love it. And I think she recognizes the fact that I love cooking so much and I love the process of it. I love the not knowing, hey, should I put this seasoning with this seasoning or what? Maybe I should, you know, whatever. She knows that I like that process. Once I get the headphones on and start going, she just moves out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not that I don't want her to cook. It's just that she doesn't mind that she wants me to do something that I love. You know, and if she liked to cook as much as I like to cook, then one of us would have to step aside. You know, and I would be more than willing to step aside if she loved it as much as I did. If there's mm-hmm. anything that she loved as much as I did, then I'm always going to support her. I know you're going to say, I get that. I get it.
I was honestly going to let you tell me.
No, he does. Like, there would be times where I just want to cook.
Yeah, that's all.
And he moves over and lets me, but most of the time
he does more. Are both saying. And I'll tell you what Scotty just said is like, yo, most dope cooks is men.
Yeah, right? Go ahead.
I'll let you continue talking because I'm the interrupter.
No, go ahead. Okay. I just interrupted you, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah, for sure you did. But anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is there is lack in everything in life. The reason you adapt is because of lack. That's a fact. Right? Mm-hmm. That's a fact to the books in your background and every single thing. We adapt to lack. So a man is chosen by a woman, right? So it could be through peacocking, through whatever you do. And I don't know if you understand what peacocking means.
Yeah.
Right? You understand what peacocking means, bro? Right? So it's like everything you do is the court, right? But once you get that, it's like, what you gonna do with that? Because men are chosen. And you ever hear a pimp talk? What he say?
I don't know any pimps, but apparently you do.
I definitely do. No, I know some pimps.
I guarantee you that they're deadbeat dads, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Nah.
You told me they don't have any kids running around?
That's a callback. Nah, but that, I honestly don't, like, I know some pimps. But basically, it's like, yo, a man is chosen.
Right.
Right? A woman is desired. Do you agree? Hold on. You can talk at me, bro. I mean, look.
I want to answer some of these comments.
Go ahead.
Because they're saying, Scott's saying that most famous chefs are men. That's very true.
And then listen.
Rec cooks for his family, bro. That's a fact. But listen.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about that, right, bro? How often do you see that though? Really, it just doesn't. You hear too many horror stories.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what I'm saying is that, like, in your heart of hearts, I get what you guys are saying, bro. But yo, in your heart of hearts, like, who cooks more, bro? The men or the women?
The men.
All right. Well, if that's what you believe, fine.
In my experience?
In your house.
In my experience.
In your house. Yeah.
No, not just with Mo, but in my experience, I have not had any males cook as much for me, aside from a friend who happens to be a chef. So I do appreciate, and it's not that I can't cook, because he's had my stuff. It's just that he has this passion for cooking. And so I'm like, okay, you can mess up the kitchen. I will clean anything and everything you want. You can dirty up every last dish. You make me dinner. And, that's my trade-off. If that's what he wants to do, I'll take the back seat on that. But it doesn't mean that I can't step up and make a plate just as good. He's had my food, too. I just think that at some point he's going to just probably take off with a cooking show. He has a passion for it.
I mean, listen, it's just my opinion. honestly, like my opinion is that there's a lot of women in households that cook more than men. Now, if y'all don't agree with me, I understand.
So okay.
You know, but that's just my opinion. I stand by it. All right. I'm never going to back down from that. I just feel like most of the time women are looked at to be the ones who are in the kitchen cooking.
I want to just address what James Punkass said. And James is saying, like, nah, men choose women. That's not like a man makes a choice as far as like hunting, like this, that's my prey, right? As far as when it comes to women. But ultimately, a woman chooses a man, because a man can go out on a date, right? And like, men don't gotta worry about being raped and killed.
Jeez. No, this is going down a dark hole, bro.
Wow. No, bro. No, I'm telling you this shit. A woman has to worry about that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no, okay.
So that's a fact.
More, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a man and you're like, yo, damn, this girl's scary. I'm out, because like if she's not choosing you, like you feel weird and it's time to be out. Facts. It's not about like, so as a man, you try to be desired to, like, this is why men do so much fly shit. Like, I'm gonna buy this car, whatever. It's all for the pussy. That's a fact.
It's not, though.
That's, yo, bro, I'm sorry. That's
not, it's not, though.
Okay, so happy then.
Because, like, I don't, that's one thing that I don't do, bro. I don't dress for other people. I've never been like that. I've never.
Apparently.
Seriously though. Like I've never had to do that. Now there are certain alpha males that feel like they need to do that. But I'm just saying, like, I don't need to do that.
Do not excuse being an alpha male with that.
Excuse or confuse?
Excuse and confuse, Miss Lady.
Okay.
It's not that. What I'm trying to say is this. Mm-hmm. As a man, right?
Oh, here we go. As a man.
As a man, because I know you're going to misconstrue, and this is these are the shorts I'll be trying to get anyway for my damn self. As a man, we make the selection, right? But it's more for to be chosen. A woman chooses her mate. Fact. Nobody wants to be with somebody that they're not desired by. I'm just talking regular shit.
Okay.
If Brooke don't like you, she's not gonna fuck with you.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
When she first saw you, she might not have liked you.
But right? it can work the same. It can work the opposite. No. Way. It can work the opposite.
Can I finish or you want to finish?
I'm letting you finish. Go ahead.
All right. So all of that buying chocolate, Jimmy Jensen dancing on the shit, that was your way of courting her. That was your way of peacocking. Once you stuck your claw into that shit, you knew you drew blood. Now it might be uncomfortable now that you're talking like this.
It's not uncomfortable.
No.
Like this, but this is a whole fact.
Okay.
Man, yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. I wish my wife would say, because women, you, I got my wife.
Okay. Women don't, you're telling me that men do these things to be desired, correct?
No.
Okay. So what are they doing this for?
Yeah, I'm confused. Men, this train wreck is gone.
All right, look. I got you.
Yeah, please clarify this.
Men are the dominant species, right? As far as, like, just, like, to the point where men know what they want, right? But women are, I shouldn't have said men are the dominant species. I feel like women are the dominant species, but men are the more aggressive species.
Okay.
Right? So a woman can absolutely get anything she wants from any dude, right? With time and space. What a man can do is the same, but it's a little different because... Go ahead, Mo. You got something to say?
I'm trying to piece together what you're saying.
Yeah, but don't until I finish because it'll be easier.
You do the same thing for me. Okay. It's all right.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So a man wants to be desired, right? Mm-hmm. Because who doesn't, like, you don't want to force yourself to whatever you feel like you know what that's in for you, mm-hmm. right? But you have to show a woman that you're worthy of her time, right? Uh-huh. And a lot of times that can become across as perception, like, yo, I'm about to just get along, gang, and do this shit. But like I told you in an earlier show, a woman has her standards lined up. We don't, because we thinking about crush.
Bro, I think that that's a personal thing.
Well, what is your opinion on it, son?
Well, you said that men like to be desired. You literally just said that.
I did.
You said that men want to be desired, right? So
facts. Peacocking.
So let me ask you this. Mm. How come it takes women so long to get dressed to go out to the club?
Bro.
How come? And
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, please tell me.
All right, look. Women, a woman's competition is not only the person in the mirror, but other women. They're not...
Why are they competing? I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, please tell me.
Game right now.
Yeah, please give me game. I'm trying to figure this out.
Women,
I don't have my life figured out.
Care more about other women than they do about the dudes that's watching because they know what dudes are.
Okay.
Are you crazy? Like, and Brooke, talk heavy because I feel like I got women figured out, but talk heavy.
Well, I was trying to finish, but
let me finish first.
So men want to be desired.
Facts.
But women don't, is what you're saying. It sounds like what you're saying so they do want to be desired by other women, or by other men.
You're not listening.
No, I'm trying to figure this out because it sounds like you're backing yourself into a corner that you can't get the hell out of,
bro. Men want to be desired.
Women or men? Because I'm confused.
I got you. I'm telling you.
Yeah, please so, call me.
Men want to be desired. This is why we buy expensive cars and we do, like, and it kind of slips into whatever, like, the social norm is now, but men want to be desired, right? When women do things, it's more to impress another woman than is to impress the man. As a man, depending on what your standards are and if you even have standards, which most men don't have, if you ask a man what his values are and what he thinks, he couldn't fucking tell you. So, again, a man is gonna, depending on what time of the night it is, if the wine is right, he gonna hit anything. What? That is
a
fact.
Wow. Let's get a woman's perspective on this.
Go ahead, bro.
Please. Yeah, let's get a woman's perspective.
I'm telling you this shit like in the
because she's a woman, so yeah, she would probably know. But
I can't speak for every woman, but I think it goes both ways. I think that, you know, there is a certain level of desire that everyone seeks from potential partners, whether it's males, females. People of the same sex. What you doing over there?
Nothing.
Yeah.
You're doing cues, bro.
I don't know. He's doing hand signals or something.
That's cues. Wow.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to say is that, yes, I believe that everybody at some point wants to be desired.
Yeah.
Now, if everybody has different ways of expressing that. So for some people, it is the flashy cars. It is the best hairstyle, the best nails, the best shoes, and all of that. And I will say that my younger version of myself, when I was like, you know, 18, 25, considered, you know, a woman, but yet still technically a girl, sure. There was a certain level of acceptance from your peers. So I can say yes and no to the women dressing for other women as well as for the men, because we want to be accepted by and included and respected for what we have amongst our peers, but we also want to be noticed by potential mates. So now, as I'm older, when I do get dressed up and I do things, it's more for me, to make me feel good. So I look in the mirror and be like, all right. So it gives me that boost of confidence. I was telling Mo not too long ago, when I do a job interview, I'm going to pull out my best shoes. I'm going to pull out my best suit. If I have something that I have to deal with that day that maybe not be a job interview and I don't have to dress extra nice, I can walk in like yoga pants or something, I'm going to put on my favorite undergarment just because I know it's there. It's giving me that boost of confidence. So as a woman now, it's more for myself than anything else. So when I will say this, and a lot of women would probably agree, and if they don't, they can say so. But the difference is, when I was 18, 25, I was a girl. Girls compete with each other. I grew up. Now I'm a woman. As a woman, I empower another woman. So if I see another woman on the street rocking the best shoes I've ever seen in a long time, I don't even have to know her. I'm going to point it out and tell her she's got it going on. You know, so that's the difference. It's like, but everybody does that for their own, to be desired. And it all starts with you. So it's how you feel. If a car makes you feel good, you're going to then project that good feeling into confidence, which is going to get you that potential mate. It's not necessarily the material things. It's what it brings to you and your self-esteem.
Brooke, what you said just now is very lovely to what I'm saying exactly. It's just that I really think, and Mo usually does the PSAs, but it's just to that. When you're trying to feel good for yourself, mm-hmm. most men don't have that, right? So mm-hmm. do you agree that, yo, to most men that don't know you, they don't, like, most men don't care how you are and how good of a cook you are when they first see you on site. Mm-hmm. You agree with that?
For the most part, yeah. We are because, visual.
Okay, we're primal, like, from mm-hmm. the onset, we are primal creatures, mm-hmm. right? So, for a man, it's like, okay, when you talk about the nice car and all that shit, yo, this is a fact. This is why people work. This is why people do X, Y, Z. And when it boils down to it, it might not matter as much. It might not matter as much, but that's still why you're doing it as a man. And James says this do women feel fear alphas, and it's not about fearing alphas. A woman wants an alpha because a woman wants to be led. Facts.
Led. Explain, please.
Meaning that a woman wants to be a man, not to, when I say led, it's like this. A woman wants to be guided to whatever she has, like, you trust Mo, right?
Oh yeah, wholeheartedly. Okay.
So if Mo says eat this, you're gonna eat that, right? Most likely, right?
Or I'm yes gonna or look no? at him funny, but no, I'm gonna trust him that it's not gonna kill me.
No, it's
but
a yes
yeah.
or no question. So you can yeah. say yes or no, yeah. right? But when, how come the word led triggers you?
No, because, I was asking what you meant by that.
No, it's basically if he's like, yo, let's go, get up. Right? Because if this was a gun battle, mm-hmm. you'd be like, yo, you gonna look right at him before you look at me, right? Because you got different relationship, mm-hmm. right? Because that's your man.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But, or you would you run out without Mo?
No.
So, if Mo would be like, if he say get, we gonna get.
Well, yeah. Because I trust that he has my best interest in my well-being.
But why you don't got your best interest?
I do.
Okay, but we here, and if I pull out a weapon you'd be like, yo, get. And Mo say, get. You gonna get.
Yeah, we established that.
Exactly.
Well, before we get out, before we get out of here, before we get out of here, earlier we were having technical difficulties. Wow. We apologize about that, but I wasn't able to do my PSA.
Do it,
but I'm gonna do it now.
Fuck it.
So wow. this is a real short one. All right, and I know that it doesn't apply to
play us out,
but. There are still people who do this. Listen, putting lotion on or spraying Axe is not, and I repeat, it is not equivalent to taking a shower. It's not equivalent to taking a shower. Yo. Uh-huh. Listen, I've looked my people that just sprayed Axe on, bro. And I'm like, yo, please take a shower, bro. Or some people just put lotion on. Yo, it's not a shower.
Alright.
Your comments. If you want to leave comments, leave comments. That is my public service announcement. Please take a shower.
Captain Sweat. Selling paper plane, everybody. What? I couldn't hear anything.
We good.
Whoa. Let's go. Yeah. If I wanted to, I'd wake up, spend 100 like it was nothing. This bitch is so sexy, but I still treat her like she nothing. Niggas, they gon' keep hating while I'm counting faces, fuck em. One in the head, he clutching VVS's, they keep crushing. Niggas, I got racks and I got bad bitches on my dick. I come through wild and new every niggas. Whenever we get up inside of this bitch, you gon' have it surrounded with all of the niggas I came with.
Yo.
Cartier bracelets, she give me hit with some Cartier bracelets. Oh, that's your nigga, he basic. Okay, now what if I stop being humble and said I'm the best in the motherfucker?
Yo, it's true though. It's so true. You told me you never walked into a in front of an Axe pile with a mile. You told me you never did.
But they really still picking a side. I got too many.
Yo, it's not a shower.
Niggas know nothing but lies. You know I'm that nigga. You know I'm that guy. Gotta get fly. Shit wasn't really about nothing. The niggas survived. Now I get 100 alarms. She call me paper. Knocking them down one at a time. Spend 100 like it was nothing. This bitch is so sexy, but I still treat her like she nothing. Niggas, they gon' keep hating while I'm counting faces, fuck em. One in the head, he clutching VVS's, they keep crushing. Niggas, I got racks and I got bad bitches on my dick. I come through wild and new every niggas. Whenever we get up inside of this bitch, you gon' have it surrounded with all of the niggas I came with.
here. Cartier bracelet, she gave me head with some Cartier braces. Oh, that's your nigga, he basic. Okay, now what if I stop being humble and said I'm the best in the motherfucking world? Her heart was the best in the five. That's your bitch, make her eat me alive. I got used to niggas, they ain't no conversation. I get money with the gods. Niggas fake as a fuck, they gon' smile on your face, but they really still picking a side. I got too many bitches, I got too many vibes. Niggas know nothing but lies. She know I'm that nigga, she know I'm that guy. Gotta get fly. Shit wasn't really about nothing, the niggas survive. Now I get 100 alarms. She call me paper, knocking them down. One at a time.